بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to the international community of Radio Islam International. This is your favorite 2 hours of the week, your voice, your cadence, your time to shine. This is an Ism Hour with myself, Muhammad Saad Jada, and my honorable co-host, Hafib Yusuf Rawat, in the engineering box there. We have brother Kafir Patel, who will be our engineer for this afternoon.
Abhisar, you describing to listen to the engineering box. People will be wondering, how can Kafir fit in the box?
It's an open box.
Okay, it's an open box. Assalamu alaikum to all our listeners out there in Radio Islam International. Yes, we are coming to you live this Saturday from Madrasa Noor for the Blind in Pietermaritzburg. And we have a really, really interesting program soon to come onto the airwaves of Radio Islam International. And we want everyone to be glued to the radios, whether you're listening to us via the audio streaming also on the internet, or you're listening to us from the satellite decoders, or from directly from the radio itself. We have a very, very special and very interesting program coming up on Radio Islam Nizam Hour this Saturday afternoon, all the way from Pietermaritzburg. How was your journey thus far, Bissar?
What a fantastic journey indeed. We actually left Indonesia yesterday and we've arrived at the Madrasa last night. Alhamdulillah, we had a fantastic reception. The brothers were awake to welcome us and to accommodate us last night, even though we arrived a bit late. And I was just so surprised that, you know, the children, there was so much enthusiasm early in the morning. I was just so... I normally wake up like, you know, that last 10 minutes for Sehri. But yeah, they're all up and awake, and you know, the vibe is already buzzing from so early in the morning. I don't know where they get the energy from in Ramadan.
Yeah, there were two highlights for me, Abhisar. One is we came here, they were awake and you were sleeping, so we had to carry out of the car like our small baby from the back seat. And the other aspect is your mother will be proud for you. Proud of you, rather. Today you got up for Sehri within seconds, not even minutes.
Yeah, I was up for Sehri so quickly, you know, but I know Abhisar Yusuf Rawat only wakes up once. And thereafter, he just needed to sleep. So before I could muster it, I said, you know, I would just get up. And when I got up, I saw the lights were all on and everyone was up and about, even though there was like more than an hour left for Sehri. Normally, you know, at home, I'm just like 10 minutes quickly and have a quick bite.
And then there's also the aspect of, instead of you coming to the table, and if I'm there before you, I'll leave no food for you.
Yeah, then I said, also, what is nothing? I mean, I was just ravaged around. There's not enough food, you know? Because I was just, there's no ending to it. You start eating. But alhamdulillah, we had a really fantastic time. We performed Fajr Salah with the students of Madrasa Noor. And alhamdulillah, the du'as were read after the Salah, which really gave it a nice feeling, you know, the Cape Town feeling. Mm. And after Salah in Cape Town, they all read du'a collectively and some azkar. It really gave me a very nice feeling and environment. And alhamdulillah, we are privileged to broadcast in the Nizam Hour from Madrasa Noor, and inshallah will be interacting with the students during the course of the program as well.
Yes, just to emphasize on the point that the du'as that were recited after the Fajr Salah, all the Masnoon morning Azkar and Masnoon morning du'as that are recommended in the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be recited. And I was marveling, I was blown away by one youngster taking the courage in front of the woman that said he had to recite, and everyone had to follow him with his recitation. This reminded me of my youth days, where our honorable Ustaz would teach us his very same du'as that he would recite, and we had to recite it after him. And it stays with you for life, even though some of these du'as you haven't recited for many years. But the moment you hear someone recite it, you say, hey, you know, when I was in his class or when I was in Madrasa, I used to recite it. And the objective of this is to bring it in our everyday lives, because these du'as have an effect on our day. We take one example, Allah wa barik lana, no, not Allah wa barik lana. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهدى. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help and his guidance and his assistance for your day. So these du'as actually help you to carry out your daily actions in a manner wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased. So it's a fantastic way to start your day. Really, it is something really special for every ummati of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be having. And if you can grab hold of any kitab which has the morning du'as, and you have the Hizbul Haseen and the Hizbul Azam and different type of du'as kitabs, even if you don't memorize it, if you can keep it. And nowadays we have so many apps. From these apps you can pick up these du'as and you can recite it. So that was the first lesson we learned here as the Radio Islam team live here at the Pietermaritzburg Masjid An-Nur Madrasa for the Blind. And that was the first lesson we learned early this morning.
this alhamdulillah indeed, there's many lessons to be learned here. In fact, and inshallah we'll be touching on a few of them during the course of the program. So I suggest that you stay tuned with us for the next 2 hours. In fact, phone your family and friends and encourage them to tune in as well. This will really be an enlightening and exciting program, as we'll be interacting with the staff members, the ustads and the students of Madrasa Noor in Pietermaritzburg for the visually impaired. I mean, just, we can kick off this afternoon with Iqraa from one of the students.
Yes, as we encourage all our listeners, phone your nana, your nanny, your dada, your daddy, your uncles, your aunties, your cousins, your friends, tweet it, Instagram it, Facebook it, everything, Snapchat it. This is the thing you have to be prepared for, and this is the thing you have been waiting for, and this is the thing you really want to hear. A live broadcast from Madrasa Noor here in Pietermaritzburg. And to begin our procedure today, and the first item on our sheet here is a recitation of Quran by Ridwan from Bangladesh. So let us get him onto the airways of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ridwan, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
And how old are you, Ridwan?
I'm 70 years old.
Mashallah, how long have you been in this madrasa for?
2 years.
2 years, mashallah. You're from, which country are you from?
Bangladesh.
Oh, so you should say Kemana Asen. Father Asen. Sinibado. Mashallah. And how's the fast going in Pietermaritzburg?
Just, alhamdulillah.
Easier than Johannesburg. We fast for, I think, 17 minutes more than you, eh?
Okay.
And trust me, that 17 minutes you don't want to be at Afisad, especially before you start. We have to get to faith on air to tell you about that.
Which portion of the Quran would you be reciting first, Brother Ridwan? You may begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا وإن كادوا ليفتنونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا ولولا ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا سنة من قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحويلا. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله تبارك وتعالى. And now I want to encourage all our listeners, live audience here, to say MashaAllah. No, it looks like you're all fasting today properly, eh? No one even took one step after Fajr. Let's try it again, one more time. No,
Alhamdulillah.
I think, Abisad, you have to tell them about the mesometer.
I think I've just given them the introduction. I think they are but slacking the mesometer.
Yeah, we need to see how much craft they got. The mesometer is something that has been developed by the Nazamawa team, which is myself and Abisad. It's an imaginary meter which no one sees, but we can hear and we can sense the feeling of that meter. And wherever we go, we try to test out the power of our audience.
The last audience almost blew our speakers away.
And they almost blew the mesometer into pieces. So let us see what Marissa knew for the blind here. So do you think they'd be able to blow it apart?
I don't know, Abu Yusuf. What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think? The family says he has a lot of yakin in them. So let us see. Let's see what a loud mashallah they can give. They can vibrate this room and perhaps a couple of windows can shatter. Let us see. Mashallah.
Subhanallah. Open up my ears.
Are the mic still working?
I heard nothing. I think our ISD line also blew there.
MashaAllah, tabarak wa ta'ala. There was a recitation of Quran by one of the students here at the Madrasa Noor for the Blind in Peter Marisburg, and his name was Ridwan, and he is from Bangladesh. And there was us as we get the students to come to the front as they need some assistance to walk through the crowd, but they are sitting in a systematic order. So we will try and bring you with the best of Qiraat al-Nasheed from the students, as well as we will be interacting with some of the teachers here, as well as the principal of the institute, Maulana Mirchi, and he will be giving us some insight into the background of the madrasa and into how the madrasa was establishing current project of the madrasa, the current challenges, and the different effective scene of this khidmah of deen throughout the globe and what the benefits. Inshallah, throughout the course of the program, we will be speaking to him as well as Maulana Zaid, one of the educators here at the madrasa. But for now, I think we should have an nasheed. It's the Nizam Hour.
The Nizam Hour, your voice, your talent, your time to shine, showcasing talent from Madrasa Noor for the Blind in Pietermaritzburg. Brother Yusuf, assalamu alaikum.
And how are you keeping today, Sheikh Yusuf? I know you see, Abisad, it's a Yusuf thing. Yusuf has a beautiful voice as well. It's just not the looks.
I see, Masha, we'll see now, Yusuf. Which Yusuf puts us away?
Allah, Allah, Allah. I think definitely our Yusuf here. Yusuf, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
Just to describe our lesson, Yusuf is one of the students we've seen from Fajr time, and always with a beautiful smile on his face. Subhanallah. Always happy and always smiling. Even currently, that is blocking my view. I can't really see. But a beautiful smile in his face. And perhaps you can share with us, what are your thoughts at the moment in your mind, Yusuf? What are you thinking about? Are you nervous? Are you thinking about how you're going to sound? Are you trying to warm up your vocal cords?
I'm a little bit
nervous. You're a little bit nervous.
Oh, you're only thinking about iftar now. I'm only thinking about iftar.
Let's ask Yusuf. Yusuf, what are you left for iftar?
Can you start it?
See?
I can do it.
What you feeling for iftar?
You want a samosa?
I'm just very thirsty now, Yusuf. I think one glass of water now, maybe. But this is the fast that take you to Jannah. You know, those difficult ones. Those are the ones that will even give us a big reward, inshallah. So, Yusuf, what are you going to sing for us today?
Uddu Nasheed.
Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Suniya har jandung macha deshan sahaba zindabad. سنیا ہر جادوں متا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ بولو بولو شان صحابہ زندہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ دشمن کو دشمن کو دشمن کو دشمن کو دشمن کو پیغام سنا دے شان صحابہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد آقا پر سب کچھ التوایا آقا پر سب کچھ التوایا تن من تن سب کچھ التوایا تن من تن سب کچھ التوایا رب نے ان کو جنتی بنایا رب نے ان کو جنتی بنایا ارے آقا پر سب کچھ لتوایا آقا پر سب کچھ لتوایا آقا پر سب کچھ لتوایا رب نے ان کو جنتی بنایا رب نے ان کو جنتی بنایا ان کی ہر جادو میں مچا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ بولو بولو شان صحابہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ باد سنیا ہر جادو میں مچا دے شان صحابہ بولو بولو شان صحابہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ باد نبی نے ان کو کہا تارے ہر نبی نے ان کو کہا تار نبی نے ان کو کہا تار دشمن پیتے چھری مارے دشمن پیتے چھری مارے ہر نبی نے ان کو کہا تار نبی نے ان کو کہا تار دشمن پیتے چھری مارے دشمن پیتے چھری مارے ارے دشمن کو تو سبق سکھا دے شان صحابہ بولو بولو شان صحابہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ باد سنیا ہر جادو میں مچا دے شان صحابہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ بولو بولو شان صحابہ زندہ باد دنیا ہر جادو میں مچا دے شان صحابہ بولو بولو شان صحابہ زندہ بولو شان صحابہ زندہ باد دشمن کو تو سبق سکھا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ بولو بولو شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد
ارے واہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ پمیو سبحان اللہ میرے سا نور زندہ باد کما بھی سا کی بھی
That she just blew out of you, Yusuf, mashallah. I think that Yusuf put you away also, Yusuf.
Most definitely.
If I was you, I'd be shy to sing now, eh? Don't even attempt it, Yusuf. Mashallah, that was Yusuf from Madrasa Nur, a student of Madrasa Nur. What a beautiful masjid indeed, alhamdulillah. And maybe we can go to another recitation of the Quran from the Madrasa. And then thereafter, inshallah, we'll be speaking to some of the asatidah regarding the operations of the Madrasa and the background of the madrasa as well. Quran tilawat inshallah by Brother Dawood. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Dawood.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you keeping, Dawood?
Alhamdulillah.
Dawood smiled his kid away like he's one of those naughty students. Is it right? Am I correct, Ma? MashaAllah. Dawood, how are you today?
Alhamdulillah.
And are you excited? What is your age?
16.
You are 16 years old, mashallah. And from which country are you?
Malawi.
From Malawi. And tell us something that you miss about Malawi. Or you like South Africa too much? You don't want to go back to Malawi?
Hey, man, I like my country too much.
You like your country too much. MashaAllah. For our listeners, you will see Dawood on our Twitter feed or Instagram later on, inshallah. We have a video of him this morning as he was listening to one of Sheikh Mashaid Rashid's recitation of Quran, and that was of a... what is he calling, Abishat? A Daisy player. It's like how we have an MP3 format. There's another format called a Daisy format, and this is another tool, how would you say, a player in which the students are able to listen to Quran, and they're able to forward to the next ayat and the previous ayat. And this is also a method of them learning the Quran. So later on, inshallah, we are currently experiencing some network difficulties. As soon as we can upload all those videos, you can see it at our Radio Islam Twitter account, at Radio Islam, or our Instagram account as well, or our personalized Twitter account at YM Ravat or at MSAADJADA. But for now, we're going to have a live recitation of Quran here from Madrasa Nur for the Blind. You can interact with us via Twitter handles as well, or our SMS line, Abishad.
Our SMS line, Brother Tufail, actually has it, Brother Tufail.
Inshallah, the listeners can SMS us on 076-705-2057. Also use that number for WhatsApp. However, please do not call live on this number.
Is that the traffic control number, or is it for the number as well? No, Brother Tufail is our traffic manager as well, Radio Islam.
Well, I wouldn't say traffic manager. It's not like there's a whole lot of traffic and I go there and manage it. But, gee, we use it for the new Gemline number, inshallah. So we get a couple of interactions on it with regards to the traffic. But definitely for this weekend, inshallah, we can use it for Nizam as well.
No, previous Nizam our broadcast, we took electricians with us who made the environment electrical. And this time we had traffic correspondent. And, you know, we knew everything about the road, the finer details about the tire as well, the direction we were traveling, continental drift. So, inshallah, we're going to go to Brother Dawood will recite a portion of the Quran. Brother Dawood, from which Jews para are you going to be reciting?
Number 19.
And are you doing his?
Yes.
MashaAllah, how many paras have you completed?
13 and a half.
Allahu Akbar. And you performing Tarawih as well?
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Can we listen to your Tarawih today? We take out the mistakes.
Inshallah.
I don't think there's any mistakes, I was just so. MashaAllah. So much of love Brother Dawood has for Quran. And after Fajr Salah, he stayed behind after the rest of the students left, him and a few students listening to the Quran. And was a very beautiful sight indeed.
Yeah, the passion that they have for Quran is indescribable. And currently, just to describe to our listeners, we have students sitting here listening to the live broadcast, but some of them are sitting with the Braille Quran and reciting Quran currently while we are on air. And we have been interacting with them before coming on air, and we are asking some of the students, how much of Quran do you recite daily? And one student tells us, 10 paras of Quran. Subhanallah, 10 paras of Quran daily he recites using the Braille format and the Braille version of the Quran, which is printed in Braille, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, and there is every student here who makes effort to come closer to his Rabb through the Quran. But for now, we have Dawood from Malawi, who is going to be reciting for us a short passage from the Quran. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك أثاما صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله.
Immediately when the recitation is finished, automatically you have to say mashallah. I don't have to remind you, okay? Let's try again one more time. Mashallah.
So, Dawud, tell us, who's your favorite Quran reciter?
Bishari al-Affasi.
Bishari Rashid al-Affasi. And have you heard Sheikh Mayra Maifli?
Yes, but...
He says that's not his cup of tea, Habitat.
Okay, we will give you a CD of Sheikh Maya, but I think you are more fond of the Qari of Mishari Rashid's tune, right? So have you heard of Hafiz Yusuf Osman before?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a CD of Hafiz Yusuf Osman, right? You're gonna listen to it. Next time we're gonna come and tell us how you like it, alright?
Inshallah.
Okay, so inshallah, here's a CD of Hafiz Yusuf Osman from Indonesia, and this is of his Tara Amma.
Hafiz Yusuf Osman is one of those local reciters who imitates Mishari Rashid, and he's got also a different flavor of his own tune, so he's one of the best reciters of Quran locally here in South Africa. I want you to listen to him and also pick up on his tajweed. He has excellent tajweed. I don't know if you heard, they have every year, they have a Quran memorization competition. Many years ago, he won it locally here in South Africa, and as well as the international competition which took place in Saudi Arabia in the Haram, and he represented South Africa, and he won it, mashallah. And currently, he leads the Taraweeh Salah in Nurul Islam Masjid, so he's a very, very great reciter of Quran, and I want you to benefit from the seed, inshallah, okay? Inshallah. Next time we come, we want to hear you read like him.
Inshallah.
Or we'll bring him here, and we'll make him read like you. That's a better option. MashaAllah, tabarakahu ta'ala. We are coming to you live here from the Madrasa Noor for the Blind in Pietermaritzburg. We just had a recitation of Quran by one of the students. And now we are going to interact with one of the more senior learners here at the Madrasa who wants to speak about their life and speak general about the Madrasa and some of their interactions, some of their ambitions. And we're going to call Wijaya from Indonesia. Wijaya from Indonesia, and he's a study going to help him come to the front here. And we're going to have a chat with him before we go for a short ad break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you keeping today, Wijaya?
Alhamdulillah, I'm okay.
That smile says a lot. Masha Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. How old are you, Wijaya?
Yes, I'm 26 years.
26 old. Years, yeah. Masha Allah. And how many years are you here in Madrasa Noor for the Blind?
No, I'm second year.
Second year?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Tell me, did you know English before coming here?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
So what, besides English also, half-half?
Yeah, half-half.
So Vijaya, you have a very interesting gadget in front of you. Two pieces, a white piece and a black piece. Can you just tell our listeners what is it and what the function of this gadget?
Yeah, this gadget is for playing desi. Like a desi player also, but it's for small version. This desi can play MP3 player and read book, soft copy book, and yeah, like that.
And do you also enjoy nasheed?
Yeah, I'm very enjoying.
And what do you enjoy? Arabic nasheed, Urdu nasheed?
Currently, I am joined with Arabic and English.
Arabic and English?
Yeah.
And who are your favorite nasheed artists?
I'm favorite in...
Arabic?
Arabic is Mishari Rashid.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And English is Maher Zain.
Maher Zain?
Yes.
Which one is your favorite nasheed?
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not like Maher Zain, but I... And from Mishari Rashid's collection, which one do you enjoy?
Umar Farooq.
Salaman ya Umar al-Farooq.
Sanaman,
you know, it's my ringtone as well as my alarm clock, and Abisara is telling me today he doesn't enjoy my alarm clock. Okay, so can you tell us something about your past from Indonesia, and something you want to share with all the listeners of Radio Islam International, any aspect of your life or the journey towards Madrasa, or anything you want to share from your side?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, listeners, I'm fresh graduated from university in Indonesia, and I'm special for education degree. And alhamdulillah, I'm also learned the technology thing like a computer, talking computer, alhamdulillah. And also before that, I'm a teacher, computer teacher there. And it's a very, very great opportunity to come here, because before that, Maulana Marchi come to my country around 2014 in Yayasan Raudhatul Mahfufin Foundation. The presentation about this madrasas, after that I applied through email, madrasa no email, and he accepted one same time about me. And I want to be a Quran teacher because I'm heard from Hadith is the best person who learn Quran and to teach Quran, and I want to be the teacher of the Quran. So I come to here, and I'm also want to learn Quran and some kitab here, and also I want to improve more about my English, yeah, and Arabic also. So yeah, it's like that.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So you were teaching in Indonesia before?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. And you plan on when you plan on going back to Indonesia to teach Quran there, or you know?
Yeah, I want to teach Quran when I'm going back, and also I'm continue to teach the computer thing.
MashaAllah, bagus, bagus.
Yeah, bagus, bagus, it's good.
Bagus, bagus. I mean, sorry, you know more foreign languages than English. English word. Just to remind our listeners, we are live, coming live to you from the Peter Maritzburg Madrasa Nur for the Blind. And here we had with us Wijaya, an Indonesian student. What year are you in the Madrasa?
Yes.
Oh, which year are you in studying in the Alim course?
Yeah, I'm studying Imam Dawah's course.
Imam Dawah course?
Yeah, it's for 3 years.
Okay, mashallah.
Second year, no.
Second year. And you go back, you're going to be the Imam of the Ummah, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. There was Wijaya from Indonesia, and there are many other courses here at the Madrasa. Inshallah, we will be having the principal and the satira later on in the program. There's the Alim course, and it's fantastic to see how these young students are learning Deen in Brave, and as well as the Hijj class, as well as the Imam Dawah course, and many other courses here and projects that happen at the Madrasa. But for now, we have to go for a short air break. And when we return, we will have more for you from Madrasa Nur for the Blind.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya al-mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. 15 minutes past the hour of 3. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Nizam Hour, broadcasting live from Madrasa Nur in Pietermaritzburg. Madrasa Nur for the Blind. Alhamdulillah, the Radio Islam Nizam Hour team has arrived here last night. We spent the night here and the morning, and now we are having the Nizam Hour broadcast from the Madrasa, and it's been a fantastic experience thus far interacting with this, interacting with students and teachers. And Alhamdulillah, we'll be having a few more recitations of Quran by the students as well as Nasheed, and we'll be talking to the principal and few asatidah regarding the operations of the Madrasa. Let me say, Alhamdulillah, there's a profound love for Quran here amongst students. Since we came and we started with the broadcast, there are students who are sitting here in the broadcast but have not left the recitation of Quran, and they are reciting from the Braille Quran. This morning, Alhamdulillah, we're privileged to have a tour of the Braille printing of the Quran by Maulana Zaid of the Madrasa, and we have posted a few videos on social media. You can view these videos to see exactly what the printing process is like for the Braille Quran. Post it on Twitter, so you can follow us on Twitter at Radio Islam at msaadjada, msaadjada, or at ymravat. After the program, inshallah, we'll be posting it on our Instagram feed as well, so you can follow us on Instagram at Radio Islam, and you can see how exactly the Braille Quran is printed. It's very fantastic
to see the prayer Quran, each page, the grammage is more than that of a normal Quran, which is printed by with ink. So therefore, the Quran, the Braille Quran, comes in six volumes of five paras each, and it comes in a huge set. The Quran is much bigger than the normal printed Quran. Inshallah, we'll be having a recitation of Quran by one of the students from Thailand, Brother Faisal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kun sabadi ma fizo. MashaAllah. And which portion of the Quran will you be reciting for us?
Just
18. And are you doing hifz here or you are becoming an alim?
Study alim.
MashaAllah. Which year are you in?
I'm the fourth year.
SubhanAllah. May Allah make it easy for you and accept you for the khidmat of deen, inshaAllah. Remember, ask the rest of the listeners of Radio Islam in your du'as. InshaAllah. Okay, you can begin reciting, Faisal.
Yes. I'll listen to that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله تبارك وتعالى. And for all our listeners, we will be posting this video of Faisal's recitation where he was reading from the Braille Quran. So, Faisal, you weren't reading from memory, you were reading from the Quran itself. ما شاء الله. How many juz have you memorized? MashaAllah, and to remind all our listeners, also to inform them, this morning Faisal was our Imam in the Fajr Salah, and a beautiful recitation he gave us during the Fajr Salah. Jazakumullah khairan, Faisal. You wanted to say something before you recited about when you had lost your eyesight?
Lost my eyesight on the 8th of
Feb. When you were 12 years old, and currently you are?
In Thailand.
And what's your age now?
Now, 27.
27 years, 15 years, mashaAllah. And can you tell us, to learn Braille, was it something difficult or something you got used to very quickly and easily?
No, not something too easy also, because at the first time I learned, to learn is only about 1 week, but to read fluently
is hard. But alhamdulillah, you read very fluent Quran, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts you and daily takes a lot of khidmah of deen for you, especially when it comes to the Quran. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, we'll be giving him a CD on behalf of the Nizam Awa, a Quran recitation CD by Sheikh Mahir bin Mu'ayqili, the Imam of the Haram, and this is especially for you. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, like you'll be having another recitation of Quran, and that will be by Ali Kayemba, who is from Congo. Ali Kayemba from Congo. And why he comes to the front? In our presence, we're going to call the principal of the Institute, Muhammad, to come to the front. Inshallah, after this presentation, we want to speak to him. We want him to inform our listeners of this great khidmah of deen which they are part of. And really, really, listeners out there, if you are coming now to Durban, and I know often in the holidays, that is our favorite holiday destination, make it a point that you bring your family and bring your children to this Institute. It's off the highway here in Pietermaritzburg. literally off the highway. You just take the off-ramp and you can see the madrasa here. If you go on Google, you can find the address. It's very easily accessible. And really, I've been here to the madrasa last year, the year before. I was really inspired. Our entire madrasa of Alim students were inspired. Our entire radio Islam staff is inspired today. So really, I would really encourage you and beg you that when you are coming, especially for holiday, bring your family here, bring your children, and show them how magnificent is the power of Allah and how magnificent is the power of the Quran and how brilliant these students are when it comes to memorizing the Quran, when it comes to learning the Quran, and how they don't look at the restrictions that they have or any challenge, any difficulty in stopping them from what they want to achieve in life. And last time when we were here, there were students that finished the sab'a qira'ah, which is difficult for people who have visual abilities to study and to memorize and to learn the different modes in which the Quran was revealed. And what these students are becoming ulama. They are becoming ulama of deen. And if the facilities have been provided to them here by the madrasa, and all of their efforts coupled with the efforts of the student, and great, great ulama are made. So please, make it an initiative, make it part of your holiday experience to come to this madrasa and actually experience what we are trying to relate to you today. But for now, we're going to have another recitation of Quran, and we're going to have it by Hafiz Ali Kayamba.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ali.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how's your fast going today, Ali?
Alhamdulillah.
Difficult or easy today?
Easy.
Alhamdulillah. And which portion of Quran will you be reciting for us?
Surah Anbiya, Parah 17.
MashaAllah. And are you doing Hifz here or you are in the Alim class?
I finish it now. I'm doing Alim class.
Allahu Alhamdulillah. Now you're performing Tarawih there?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Bismillah. You can start reciting for us, Ali.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنما أنذركم بالوحي ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ما ينذرون ولئن مستهم نفحة من عذاب ربك ليقولن يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين ولقد آتينا موسى وهارون الفرقان وضياء وذكرا للمتقين صدق الله العظيم.
Aye, but you sound like you're hungry now, man. Let's try it again. Now you'll sound even more hungry. Maulana, you better prepare extra for iftar. MashaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. That was Ali Kayame from Congo reciting for us a passage from the Quran. Next up, we're going to have, inshallah, a nasheed by Muhammad Fazil from Fiji. And let us see, earlier on we had Yusuf Sibisi from a local Zulu, as Maulana was pointing out to us. For all of those who are listening to us, not Hafiz Abubakar on the airways of Radio Islam International, but someone who seems better, in my opinion, than Hafiz Abubakar, mashallah. And next up, we're going to have another nasheed, and that is by Muhammad Fazil from Fiji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You can sit down. You understand or you want to sit? You understand, mashallah. And how are you keeping today?
It's okay, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And what's your age?
24 years,
mashallah. And you are currently doing what in the madrasa? In the Hifz class, the Imamat course, or in the Alim class?
Alim class.
In which year?
Second.
In the first year, mashallah. And how is your Alim course experience?
Alhamdulillah, fine.
And you're learning the Qur'an. فَعَلَى فَعَلَى فَعَلُوا فَعَلَى 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 فَعَل You need faster from faster than that. I give it one try. The first thing you know it, like the wake up in the middle of the night, you can just read it. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Are you enjoying your Alim course? And what's your favorite subject in the first year?
History.
History. Learning about the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which part of history are you learning this year?
I'm just reading about
book 4. Book 4, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And what Nizam are you going to be singing for us?
Urdu.
And Urdu Nasheed, and which Nasheed is that? How does it start?
Kutro to say Ashki Ahmad.
Allah, Allah. Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
कुछ रोज से अशके अहमद में कुछ रोज से अशके अहमद में यू रात गुजारा करते हैं दुनिया तो मजे से सोती है हम नाच सुनाया करते कुछ रोज से अशके अहमद में कुछ रोज से अशके अहमद में यू रात गुजारा करते हैं दुनिया तो मजे से सोती है हम नाच सुनाया करते हैं दुनिया तो मजे से सोती है हम नाच सुनाया करते जन्नत के बारिश देंगे किस्मत करारा करते जन्नत के बारिश देंगे किस्मत करारा करते
जब सर पे मुसीबत आती है
Listeners, if only you could be here to experience the beauty of the recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from Muhammad Fazil from Fiji, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you for the khidmah of deen. Can you just tell me, just before we go for a short air break, who taught you that nizam, and how was your preparation in learning that nizam? Did the ustad teach it to you, or did you learn it directly off a type of a MP3 player or a Daisy player?
Normally, our Ustaz, our teacher, told me to learn Nasheed, and alhamdulillah, I followed the DJ player and CD to memorize his Nasheed.
MashaAllah, and do you understand the Urdu language? Are you learning Urdu language in Madrasa, or are you just memorizing it?
No, I know Urdu language.
You know Urdu? Oh, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. JazakAllah so much for that, Nasheed. We're going to go for a short air break, inshallah. And when we return, we will be speaking to the principal of the Madrasa, as well as one of the Asatida, Moana Mirji and Moana Zahid. And they will be giving us deep insight into this great and fantastic institute of theirs. Stay tuned. 20 minutes to the hour of 4. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Ravat, and my co-host, Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jara, coming to you live from Peter Maritzburg, and we are here at the Madrasa Noor for the Blind. And we really hope you are enjoying today's outside broadcast as much as we are. And if you want to have some sort of a feeling of what we are enjoying and what we are viewing in front of us, you can see our Twitter account at YM Ravat, at M Saad Jada, or at Radio Islam, and you can get a glimpse of the enjoyment and the fun that we are having here today at the Madrasa Noor for the Blind. Thus far, we've had many qira'as and many anashid that were rendered here by the students. But now, to give us a bit of more in depth and more insight into this great institution and what sort of a khidmah of deen this is, we have with us here the principal of the institute, Moana Mirji Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Moana Saab, how are you? Is this your first Nizam Hour experience?
I think so, yeah.
So it's customary on the Nizam Hour, we'll have to ask you to render for us in a sheet as well.
I'm scared that the cows will run away.
Inshallah, before we ask you any questions from our side, a brief insight into the institute itself from the inception, the process that it went through, and currently where you stand at.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. First and foremost, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world, and peace and salutations be upon our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected listeners of Radio Islam, once again, we can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for giving us the opportunity of serving the disabled and the people who are visually impaired, our brothers and sisters who are blind. Indeed, it is a very, very, very gracious moment and very beautiful in this month of Ramadan for us to say that, alhamdulillah, the Madrasa has now passed 50 years since its existence. And this is from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has definitely blessed us, and we continuously ask Him to keep on blessing us. At this stage of year, I would like to thank the people, especially of South Africa, that Allah has made it possible for us that in this country we have an institute of this kind, an institute for people who are blind and visually impaired, so that they can also take benefit from the legacy of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the words of the Quran that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was always a dream for people who are blind, and that's what brought about, that was a catalyst for the opening of Madrasa Noor for the blind 50 years ago, that wherein blind people were marginalized, they were forced, for example, to go to a madrasa for the people who were sighted. Mm. If there were a class of 40 students, what could one blind child that was sitting over there in the corner, what chance could he have had by a teacher in terms of time or in terms of giving attention? But alhamdulillah, when this madrasa had started off, it was initially one student on the carpet, alhamdulillah, in a small garage. And today you will find that alhamdulillah the madrasa is expanded, and it is just now that wherein the students have who have graduated from here, and we say this with a lot of happiness, Allah has chosen them that now they are there, even though they are blind, but they are working, also teaching the blind and also the sighted. And this is something very inspiring, because it is these students who are copying the great Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also marginalized, in a sense that when he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted to learn, and then the whole Surah Abasa was revealed. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him special attention thereafter. So it is a duty of our society also too, to pay attention to these, to this section of the community who have no sight, but then who have the sight of the heart. And even though they cannot see with the eyes, but they read the Quran with the fingers, they are able to understand, they are able to perceive, and they are becoming effective members of da'wah, and they are leading the communities and inviting people to Islam. I would like also to mention at this stage of the year that it is very, very fortunate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these young men who are graduating from Madrasa An-Nur for the blind. It is also a very great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are stopping the onslaught, especially of irtidad. Irtidad meaning where people leave their religion, leave the fold of Islam. You know for a fact that I just mentioned to Maulana Rawat Sahib when he visited the press that wherein we are printing the Holy Quran, our work is still very minuscule because of the types of Bible, the type of other literature which is easily available, not what you call, in a small amount, but by truckloads and even by trunkloads, you can get the Bible, you can get books of other religions. But it's very sad to say that there are over 30 million blind Muslims around the world. And our target is to reach each and every one of them, inshallah.
Amen.
Bismillah, and with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, Allah make it such that we reach these people and that they have access to the Quran. Alhamdulillah, I think I also want to mention that it's not only restricted only to Braille and to audio, but today in the computer age, our students also, they are all computer literate, they are computer savvy, they understand the computers. I've encouraged them and want them also to pass on the message of Islam using this medium also too. So we request you people to make dua for us, and as Maulana says that you must come over here to visit us, and we extend this invitation to you, especially now in the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, when the Quran was revealed. And we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the great and countless amounts of ni'mat and blessings He has showered upon us.
Ameen ya Rabbi. May Allah make your dreams alive, inshallah, Mawlana. It's evident from the operations of the madrasa that madrasa Noor for the blind is not just a madrasa for the blind, but it's actually a center for the blind, where there are many workshops, including distance learning programs, online madrasas, placement programs, etc. So it's not just that students are getting a lesson in madrasa, which is catering for the blind, but there are many other operations and workshops as well, which the madrasa, rather the center, caters for. Could you give us some insight regarding maybe the distance learning, the online madrasas, and other placement programs as well?
Jazakallah for that question, Abu Sab. Yes, you know, with the challenges of blind people around the world, one is one of travel for a person who has a visual impairment. For him to travel, it's It's quite a challenge, quite difficult to use a taxi or to go into the public transport. And with the advent of the Skype and the other platforms today that are easily available, to teach now a blind person is very, very easy. Mother Sandhur for the Blind has initiated a program wherein around the world our students who have graduated from here, they form part of our team. And with the different time zones around the world, they are connecting now to learners who want to learn to read the Quran. And it's what we call a person just by having a simple cell phone, not the fancy cell phone, not the talk of the, you know, the smartphone and stuff, even the simple analog phone. They can actually learn to read the Quran over a period of time. It's just that the teacher would have a copy of the Qaida, I mean, the Nurul Quran, that's a primer. And the student will have a copy also, and they can follow the teacher, and in a very short span of time, they will have the achievement of actually reading the Quran. So, alhamdulillah, with technology, the world has become a village, and it is possible now anywhere in any part of the world for a blind person to learn to read the Quran in Braille also too. Besides that, as you correctly mentioned, that Madrasa Nur for the Blind is not only a place of learning itself, but it is a center, and the intention has been this over here, that it has to be a place for the Muslims to have a place of identification, a place of where they can anchor themselves and say that they can feel there is support for them. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity, Allah gives us the strength, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the commitment to fulfill this desire of theirs. That there has to be a place wherein the issues can be answered. Even though many a time, as myself, as somebody who is sighted, I try sometimes to understand from their perspective as to what they would, what could be part of their solution. But I ask Allah to forgive us if we cannot, what we call, provide for them. But alhamdulillah, from the time Madrasa Nur for the Blind has been formed, and then again, with the support of the Muslims of South Africa who have made this institute, bismillah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that today we have an institute which is actually passing on and being able to deliver for the needs of the blind, alhamdulillah, around the world.
Well, briefly, in conclusion, if you can just run us through the process of from the inception of when you have to go and gather children or look for children or find children in different parts of the world, how do you go about that? And once the student then comes to the institute, what are the basic procedures that he has to go through? And thereafter, after completing, what is there for him out there in the world? So, as you mentioned to us earlier, that Ustad mentioned that you go with them back to their town and you try and help them establish some sort of an organization or maktab, imamat role in the masjid. We can run us through the process from the beginning right till the end, very briefly, inshallah.
I will just give you a case study of one student who is also sitting over here, and that is Brother Ali from Zanzibar. When I had an opportunity to go with my host to meet him, Ali was a young boy, I think of 12 years old, and he was living in a hut that was just high as someone's chest, as high as a table, and this was his house. And alhamdulillah, asked Ali at that time, what is your intention? So Ali said that I want to become an imam. So that being said, I had to test him because to know basically that the young person who we are taking over to Madrasa Nur for the Blind, all the way from Tanzania, from Zanzibar, will be a candidate. Ask him, okay, if this is your quest and this is your dream, then are you prepared to sacrifice for that? So at that time he said yes. And then we had to then take on a test to see whether his mental faculties, his understanding, his perception is correct. So a quick assessment on the ground at that time over there, I'd given him some notes and some coins, local currency, and he excellently distinguished and told me, well, this is 5 and this is 10 and this is 15 and 20, meaning he has a very good perception with his fingers. And he was able then to, for example, tell me, you know, when the interview was taking place, the date and what day was previous and what is the future date and so on. Having said that, with his desire to become an alim, alhamdulillah, to become a hafiz of Quran, we then took him on. And this is a similar an assessment for all other students that want to come to madrasa. First and foremost, the first and the last condition is to have something known as talab, to have something known as you want to acquire deen. If that is there in a person, the Madrasa Nur for the brand becomes your friend, and we become someone who will support, inshallah. And that being said, we have these students who come down over here, and we try to imbibe something to them when they leave from here, and that is fikr, and that is have concern and worry that how to pass on the message of Allah and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the whole ummah at large. And alhamdulillah, this is the from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say this, that most of our students who have graduated from here, we are involved, actively involved, and up till now, we have our ulama group, ex-student group, who constantly contact us and asking us for the way forward, asking us sometimes when there are difficult situations as to asking the ustaz as to what could be the method and what could be the way of going forward. Brother Abdullah Hodson, who is based in the United Kingdom, he was a revert to Islam and becoming an alim, completed the alim course. Alhamdulillah, just a few days back, he told me that a few persons accepted Islam on his hands. And it makes us happy, it makes us very, very happy to get this type of report back and cargozari from our students. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one of us for his deen. JazakAllah khair. I know that we try to strike a balance over here, Maulana, because many times, you know, when you have our interaction programs, we don't like to affect the studies of our students also too. With too many programs. But nevertheless, for social awareness program, especially to show and to exhibit to society at large some of the challenges the visually impaired and the blind people face, and some of the facilities that are available, and looking at the kitabs and the Quran in Braille and the types of different technology that is available. We do have this program sometimes in different towns around the country. If anyone wants, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, for us to come down over there and run a small jalsa, if you have to say, to use that term, then inshallah we'll be most willing to consider the proposal. And we can contact, for example, Maulana Zaid Saab, the Vice Principal at Madrasa Noor for the Blind. And our number is quite simple, 0333-433-01. I know you can contact me also too, but generally Maulana Zaid Saab does the coordination, and he will be able to help us, inshallah.
JazakAllah khair, Maulana. Just before we conclude, the quick steps in the Madrasa in terms of the role of the Madrasa, the role of the Satita, and the future plans, I see there is some planning going on. Just brief insight into that so that our listeners can be informed regarding the future plans of this Madrasa.
Surprisingly, we have now about 26 or 27 students, that's what we call it, the students that are studying outside the town. And for that, we have approximately 13 to 15 asatizas who are teaching, teachers who are teaching these students. So it's very one-to-one, you have to understand. And alhamdulillah, there are certain challenges all the madaris, all the madrasas in South Africa that we are facing, of visas being issued, not being issued. But alhamdulillah, that problem now has been solved. And alhamdulillah, our new boarding building is now completed. And at the moment, we have over 30 students who are now going to join us for the new year, inshallah. Mm-hmm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to accept this new challenge, inshallah.
If any of the listeners of Radio Islam require any of the contact details, the banking details of this institute, you can see our Twitter feed at MSA Chada, and it will be reached by the Radio Islam Twitter account as well. Maulana, jazakumullahu khairan for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for every effort that you have put behind this institute, as well as all the asatira and all the students of this wonderful madrasa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take it from strength to strength. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really see the fruits of this effort be seen throughout the world, globally, inshallah. And make dua for us and as well as all the listeners of Radio Islam International. If anyone wants to see our interactions with the students, you can go at our Twitter feed, at Ryan Ravid, at Msa'ad Jada, at Radio Islam. And inshallah, we will be breaking now for a short advertisement break. Thereafter, the news will follow. And when we return, we will be concluding with some interactions with the students and some fabulous anasheed which are on the way for you on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Stay tuned.
Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome back to our live broadcast here from Peter Maritzburg. And let you know, Marissa Noor for the blind, rather Miss Yuna Noor, Marissa Noor for the blind here in Peter Maritzburg. We went for a short advertisement break, and that was followed by the 4 p.m. news. And we are grateful to Mark Rasanisab, who has afforded us a few minutes extra here in the company of these wonderful people here at Marissa Noor. Before we go back into our concluding items for the live broadcast, just to share with our listeners some of the experiences that we have shared with the students here at Marissa Noor during the course of last night and this morning. This morning it was fantastic to see, a really remarkable sight to see when we went. I told Alisa, let us go down to the eating area and see how the students are partaking of the sehri. Then we got to see them eating all in format and all in sequence. And alhamdulillah, what really caught my eyes, after they finished or after they concluded from eating, they stood up and they took their plates and they took their cups. And even though being very visually impaired, they knew exactly where to place the cup for washing and where to place the paper plate to be thrown away. And I was like, subhanAllah, I was blown away. Those of us who have the ability to see, lack this quality and lack this discipline in our life. And this is something really remarkable. And even on our previous trip, there were some incidents where the students shared with us that they play some sort of sport. They play some of them play cricket actually. They have a different method of playing cricket, so they won't throw the ball, they'll roll the ball to each other, and that ball has some sort of a bell inside, which allows them then to sense where the ball is by hearing the ball. And also we found out there was a Palestinian boy here who was visually impaired, and he used to ride a horse which was present here at the Marissa, and he has left the Marissa, and unfortunately his horse has passed on. But this is a lesson for us, to show us that even though we might have restrictions in our life, we might have a challenge, a difficulty, these young spirited boys are full of spirit. And really, they enjoy what they do, and they really want to accomplish what they want to. And Brother Tufail was sharing with us earlier an incident of this when we spoke to Qadi Ahsan Mohsin Qasmi, when he was in his tour to South Africa, and they asked him that, share with us some advice. And he said that, you know, many people advised me and gave me options of regaining my sight. And I told him that I don't want to, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected me from seeing all the wrong of this world. So I take this, not being able to see, as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than anything else, I don't think it is a test. I think it's a gift that Allah has given to me, and I don't want to gain my eyesight. Subhanallah. This was his experience, and everybody differs in their views and their thoughts. But it's something for us to learn, something for us really to ponder on and to take deep lesson from, inshallah.
Those are the words of Qadi Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi. In fact, we hand over a CD to Mark Suleiman for the Madrasa. It's actually a CD of Qadi Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi of his Ruhani Nazar tour in 2015. You know that Qadi Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi is also a blind Qari, but recites anasheed in a very beautiful and melodious manner. So we hand over the CD to Moana for the Madrasa Noor. And alhamdulillah, we've seen as well many salient features and qualities which we've learned from students here, is istiqamat and consistency with regards to amal. I know that it's a kind of ulama and society, the importance of daily adhkar, and we just get very lazy at home, especially in the cold. But alhamdulillah, this morning, even though being a Saturday morning, students are off from the classes after the Fajr Salah, and when we were in the Jamaat, we witnessed many students staying back voluntarily and completing their adhkar, completing the recitation of the Quran. And that's something which is very difficult, let alone to be done in the masjid, but we find it difficult to be done in our own homes as well. And aside from that, the brotherhood among students that we learn, the patience, if by mistake a student knocks into another student or bumps into another student, they don't just ignore it and don't just put it aside, but with a smile and with a really cheerful manner, they excuse one another. And these are really salient qualities which, inshallah, we ask Allah to instill in our lives and in the lives of every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Abu Sa'ad, going back to the incident, I don't even recall that student, when we asked him, what are you doing? He didn't say, I'm learning. He said, I'm relaxing. And his form of relaxation was to recite Quran. His form and his mode of putting himself into a relaxed mode and chilling and relaxing himself out was to recite Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful lesson for all of us out there. And as well as that, I've decided on the on-ground level to explain to our listeners that when you, the type of atmosphere you see. You see students walking around without any aid, any stick in their hand. And we ask some of the students that, how do you find yourself around the place? You see, even when we come new to the madrasa, within a week we have a student which is coupled with us to help us and guide us along the route and to show us where everything is. But after a week or so, we already become accustomed to our surroundings, and we already know our way around the whole madrasa. It's a double-story building, and they know their way around, and some ustads are indicating to us that they have their stipulated meals at stipulated times. But over and above that, if they wish to make a cup of coffee or they wish to go to the kitchen, they know the how of the, they know about of the kitchen. They can go there and get the milk, get the cup, and make themselves a cup of coffee. It would be, if we spend another night there, we could have made for them a cup of coffee.
I thought in another interesting fact was that Mohana Zaid was setting up with a student previously who was an avid baker. He would bake apple pie and would bake various bakings, and he had actually a scale which would read out the measurements to him. So he'd weigh something and the scale would talk to him and speak out the measurements. So it's a pity we didn't stay here for long, a longer period of time, and the student wasn't here. There's possibly a case of apple pie as well. But alhamdulillah, no regrets indeed in coming to Madrasa Noor. We thank every single student here. You've made our stay very welcome, very warm. Alhamdulillah, and really we do wish to visit the Madrasa in the future. In fact, we regret making this visit so short. It would be wonderful to spend much more time in this Madrasa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this institute for the effort, for the khidmat, for the service of his deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow each and every student here for the dreams to be realized, inshallah.
Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. And I think the main thing we can take home from here today is, where there is a world, there is a way. Don't ever look at any obstacle in your path. Don't ever look at any restriction or any challenge as something that will prevent you from gaining what you really want to gain out of life.
One of this reminds me of this short incident which Adam Al-Ustad that related to me recently. And he gave us an example. His young daughter, when about 5 or 6 years old, was sitting with us in the class. And he's saying, if I have to tell this, my young daughter, to pick up a 5 kilo bag of sugar or 5 kilo bag of flour, what will you say to me? He says, Mona, you know you are oppressing this child. I mean, it's a 5-year-old child. How can this child lift this up? So he said, you agree, you tell me that. So he said, yes, Mona, I will agree. So he said, in the same way, Allah is more merciful to his creation than I am to my child. And Allah knows the capabilities and the capacity of his creation more than a father or a mother will know the capacity and capabilities of his or her own child. So never ever think of any obstacle in your life, no matter what it be, this is beyond my capability. Because Allah is the perfect designer of our lives, the perfect plan of our lives. And Allah knows exactly what our capabilities are, and Allah knows the reward He's willing to give us for overcoming any challenge. So any challenge in our life, we should look at with this perception of iman and yaqeen, with firm faith that Allah is aware of my situation, and Allah is the one who has brought the situation upon me. And success lies in turning to Allah in any situation. And may Allah grant us the ability and the reality of that. One important point which Imam Murshid has said, that a person might not be able to see with his eyes, but he's seeing with the eyes of his heart. And that is success. Success is getting closer to Allah in any situation. Success is not what we see success. May Allah grant us this understanding, this reality, inshallah, in our lives. And we hope to visit this madrasa in the near future, inshallah. And we encourage all our listeners out there, when you are traveling to Durban, I wouldn't even say if you are traveling to Durban, because most probably you will be traveling to Durban. Or if you are from Durban, then I can say if you are coming to Johannesburg, then inshallah, please do stop by at Madrasa An-Nur, which is just outside Pietermaritzburg, and visit this institute, even if just for a few minutes, will definitely indeed be guarantee you a fantastic and an inspirational stay.
So to conclude today's proceedings, we have 2 more items left. One will be a Quranic recitation and one will be a nasheed by our not senior year, Brother Yusuf. But to start the proceedings, we're going to have a Quranic recitation by Brother Noor from Bangladesh. And he's been sitting here on our left-hand side throughout the entire program, and he has been reciting Quran, subhanAllah. So this entire 2 hours we have been sitting here, some of us have been listening, some of us have been sleeping, some playing with the toes. I'm just joking. Brother Tufail was playing with his toes, by the way. But he has been sitting here with his Quran and reciting Quran, subhanAllah. This is the power of the Quran. And a person falls in love with the Quran, and a person can never leave the Quran. Rabbi Noor, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rabbi Noor, Hashan Boshan, Rabbi Noor.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah, which portion of the Quran are you reciting for us?
Just number 11.
Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون. أولا يرون أنهم يفتنون في كل عام مرة أو مرتين ثم لا يتوبون ولا هم يتذكرون. وإذا ما أنزلت سورة نظر بعضهم إلى بعض هل يراكم من أحد ثم انصرفوا. ورفع الله قلوبهم بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عليتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Definitely this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just looking at this youngster reading from the Quran and with no visual sight, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not deprived him from the beauty and the power of the Quran. Definitely our Allah is great. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Up next we have is Yusuf Siddisi, one of our resident youngsters here, a prominent masjid singer, mashallah, beautiful voice and power behind him. And he's going to be singing for us two very common masjids to the listeners of Radio Islam and on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. I don't want you to be guessing because it will be quite obvious, but it's one of our two main tracks in this past year. And I'm not going to say much more. I'm going to leave it to his voice and let it do the talking for us.
Rabbi,
سب سے میں آقا پار کہا تو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلم پڑا لا الہ الا اللہ تیرے سب سے میں آقا پار کہا تو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلم پڑا لا الہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ سمت نبی بو چل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا سمت نبی بو چل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گرم نبی بتلا ذرا میری موتی میں کیا سمت نبی بو چل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا میری مکھی میں آقا کا فرمان ہوا فضل رحمان ہوا مکھی سے پتھر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ بہت بلا نے حبشی ہے سرور کی کا پیارا ہے بوجھ بلا لے سمجھتی ہے سرور بھی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آپ کو کیا وہ تارا ہے بوجھ بلا لے سمجھتی ہے سرور بھی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آپ کو کیا وہ تارا ہے ظلم ہوئے کتنے اسی پر سینے تک راکھا پتھر لب پر گرد جاری تھا لا الہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ اپنے ذہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی اپنے ذہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپ کے پڑتی تھی اپنے ذہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپ کے پڑتی تھی جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دلی عمر کا بوجھ اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ حمدی ربی جل اللہ مافی بندی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ قلبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله MashaAllah, what a beautiful rendition from Yusuf CBC here from the Peter Maritzburg Madrasa and Noor for the Blind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us and all the students and all the asatiza that are present here. Abisad, we cannot leave here without thanking everyone, a few people in particular, Abisad, please.
Yes, alhamdulillah, special thanks to one and all the staff, those asatiza and every single student of Madrasa Noor. And a special jazakallah and thanks to Brother Suleiman, who welcomed us last night, as well as Sheikh Hussein, who opened for us. Brother Dawood, Murana Zahid, Murana Suleiman, and Murana Murchi, and the rest of the staff here at Madrasa Noor. A special thanks and a jazakallah to each and every one of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one of you and this madrasa for the effort and for the khidmat and service of his deen. Truly an inspirational and wonderful night and day spent here at Madrasa Noor in Pietermaritzburg.
We also like to thank every single student of this institute. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and jazakallah for giving us your time and allowing us to learn from you. And we have one request to every student, every ustadi and every lesson of Radio Islam International. Please remember us in your du'as. You all are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please remember us. The name is Yusuf Rabat. The name is Hafiz Muhammad Sa'ad Jara and Brother Tufail Patel of Radio Islam International. Please, please, please remember us in the du'a. And the second request is become part of the Radio Islam family. You have to be listening to the Nizam Hour every Saturday, inshallah, between 5 and 7 p.m.
Inshallah, I mean 5 to 7 p.m. after the month of Ramadan. On Radio Islam International, you can live stream at radioislam.co.za. Inshallah, we will be posting the reviews and the feedback from our stay here at Madrasa Noor on social media. So follow us on Twitter and Instagram. A special thanks in jazakallah to our behind-the-scenes manager and our sound engineer, Brothers Tufail Patel, very hungry. And 36 minutes past the hour of 4, special thanks to Murana Karsani for affording us extra time. It's been a fantastic Nizam Hour broadcast. From myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Jada, my honorable co-host, Hafiz Yusuf Muhammad Rawat. Until next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.